Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Of our warfare are not carnal, they are not fleshly. Since I can't punch the devil, since I can't kick the devil, since I can't shoot the devil, I can't stab the devil, then how do I defeat him? He says I must cast down imaginations. And that word imaginations in the Greek is the word logismos. It means that I must cast down thoughts that are contrary to God. Do you realize that God sat in heaven and said, I got everything I need over here for my people, and I've got to give them the mechanism to bring it from there to there. And so it is not having somebody rub your back and speak into your life. It is not from prophetic utterances. But God said, let me give them a tool. Now this tool, when they learn how to use it, will bring everything from there over to here. And the Holy Spirit was sitting there with God, and he said, you're going to be the tool to get it done. He looked over and saw Jesus and said, and you're going to be the tool to put them in the position to do it. And the Holy Spirit said, we know what that is. Go back to Genesis 1, and it said what? God said. And if you understand anything about God, the realm of the Spirit operates on words. This is why, listen carefully, if you don't hear anything else, hear this. Just because the devil brings it to your mind doesn't mean you have to say it. Because you will have what you say. If he knows that you are in agreement with the pain, then he will give you more pain. But if you say out of your mouth, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. If he can get you to say, nobody likes me, nobody cares about me, then that's going to increase your self-pity. But if you can say, though father or mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. If you can say, God said, I have written your name in the palm of my hand. If you can say, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Devil's a liar. He's a liar. You can't stop him from suggesting, but you don't have to agree. Tell your neighbor, you don't have to agree.
You better understand that as you move into this realm, you learn how to think correctly. See, the battle is for control of your mind. The battle is not for your soul. No. Your soul belongs to God now. But the mind is still susceptible to whatever power can control it. That's right. There are times that God does not control my mind. I think about people that did things to me, and I want to hurt them. I do. There was a young man that used to take my money over in the projects, and he would take my money. And the onlyest reason I gave it to him was because he was in a gang, and I knew that, you know, you get 15 guys beating you up on Dolphin Street. So I gave the money. But I never forgot his name, his address, his physical features. I never forgot him. I was in church one Sunday. I used to be the devotion. We called it devotion. We didn't call it worship leaders. And I wasn't no darn psalmist. And I was up there singing a song, and we were just singing and worshiping God. And this young man ran across my mind, and I lost my joy. All I could see was, now that I'm grown, I'd like to get him and whip all the black off of him. I was so mad. I got mad in the pulpit. And I didn't ask God for no help. I never ask God for help when I get upset, because I know I can handle it. Me and my two angels, you have goodness and mercy. I have Smith and Wesson. And so we were going to handle it. And as I always would sing with my eyes closed, because I always believed, because of my inquisitive nature and because of the how practical I am, if I look at people that are not worshiping, then I'm going to lose it. So I close my eyes. I don't do that now. Times have changed. You don't know who walking down that aisle. I got to praise God. Yeah, I ain't closing my eyes today, brother. And none, the security better not get into the spirit. Y'all wait till you're home. I need you to be in the flesh. So when Pretty Ricky walked through that door, I don't need you speaking in tongues. I need you ripping out his. Hallelujah. But understand, praise God, that's the flesh talking. That's the flesh talking. Let's bind that spirit right now. Loose here, Satan. And so as I was standing there and he was running across my mind, and I got so angry when I opened my eyes, who was sitting on the third row on the aisle but this man with his hands lifted up and praising God? And then I became even angrier. You know why? Because now I got to love him. Now he's in the family. Now he's a child of God. Now I've got to walk with him. Oh, I felt like Jonah. You ain't supposed to save people that have hurt me. You're supposed to kill them. You're supposed to bring them down. But we're operating over here. God's operating over there. God is saying forgive, not for them, but for you. Because if you don't forgive, I can't forgive you. If you don't let them go, I can't flow through you. I can't give you joy. Stop holding grudges. Stop holding grudges. Getting mad at people over church work. Over church work. Over church work. I don't think he shouldn't do this. She shouldn't do that. It ain't your work. You notice how we always believe in sovereignty until it's something we don't like? Now God ain't sovereign. Now Pastor Lambert put him there. But if it was somebody you like, the Lord sent me help. We're functioning over here. Trying to get there using natural methods. I'm sure about 90% of us have a GPS or some type of a guidance system either in our car or on our phone. The interesting thing about the GPS is that in most cases it takes the long way. I sometimes put in addresses in the city when I go to minister or go to a meeting, and I know where I'm going, but I just want to see what the GPS does. It takes me way out of the way. So I talk to my GPS. You know, because it's a female voice, I talk to my GPS. Brothers, we need to start, you know, some sort of petition. Because, see, you know how you used to hate it when your wife told you where to go? Turn here, turn there. You'd be like, oh, God. Jesus. And she said, if you had turned when I told you to turn, you wouldn't be lost. And you said, I ain't lost. I know exactly where I'm not. It's like the man that was in the bank with his wife, and the bank was robbed. And the man came in with a mask on and put the bag up so they can fill it with money. And everybody hit the floor. The mask came off somehow, and the man grabbed the bag and turned around and said to the teller, did you see me rob this bank? And the teller said, yes, I did. And the man said, pow! Shot him dead. Walked over to the security guard and said, did you see me rob this bank? Security guard said, yes. Pow! Shot him dead. The man and wife was laying on the floor. She arguing with him. I told you we shouldn't have came in here today. I told you this is where we're supposed to be. I told you. If you had listened to me, we wouldn't be in here while this bank is getting robbed. The bank robber walked over and said, stand up. And they stood up. And he asked the man, he said, did you see me rob this bank? He said, no, but she did. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Why? Because these things are the characteristics of the kingdom. The characteristics of the kingdom are there. Purity, things that are lovely. God doesn't want you thinking about bad stuff all the time. Stop thinking about your death. God has set the date for it, and you don't know when it is. So enjoy the ride till the train comes to a stop. But let me give you a hint. When it's time, God will give you grace to be able to go through it. Right now, you're just speculating about how you're going to die. Stop it. It's all a mind game. The devil's just trying to upset you. And then it becomes words. Child, I don't know how much longer I got. So I better get things done. I better have a bucket list. Kick the bucket. You don't need no bucket list. Just get up and do. Let me tell you when your bucket list starts so you don't need a bucket list. When the kids are gone, go live your life. Don't be home when they call. Just go. Just go. And don't be home. Can you watch the baby? No, can't watch the baby. I raise mine. Raise yours. Well, I want to go to the fellowship down at church. Take them with you. Our parents took us wherever they went, and if they couldn't take us, they didn't go. And they ain't had no Pampers. Young parents today, I'm dropping the baby off at your house while I go over to the party. No, I'll take the baby with you. Your mind is becoming overwhelmed. And that's why Paul says we should think about things that are honest. Don't think about ways to defraud the government at tax time. Think about what's true. Don't think about lies. Don't sit there and let the devil tell you that somebody's looking at you. Why? Because we become neurotic when the enemy sits on our shoulder. We actually believe that somebody wants our spouse or wants what we have. Paul said, no, think about what's true. Think about what's honest. Think about what's just. Think about what's pure. Think about what's lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. Stop letting the devil fill your mind with bad talk about your brothers and sisters.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at betheldeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1,185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.